"Then you have to do something for me," she said, and touched Ted's cheek with her fingers. To Jake, those fingers looked cold. Cold.
"What, love? Anything I can."
He took hold of her fingers and wrapped them. Peace.
Ease. Quiet. Wait. Calm. Slow. Peace.
In his own. "Stop what you're doing unless I tell you different," said she. He looked at her surprised. Then he glanced at Dinky, who only shrugged. Then he looked back at Susanna.
"You mustn't use your good mind to steal my grief," Susanna told him. "For I'd open my mouth and drink it to the dregs, every drop."
For a moment, Ted only stood with his head lowered and a frown creasing his brow. Then he looked up and gave her the sweetest smile Jake had ever seen.
"Aye, lady," Ted replied. "We'll do as you ask. But if you need us, when you need us..."
"I'll call," Susanna said,
and once more slipped to her knees beside the muttering man who lay in the street. 2. As Roland and Jake approached the alley which would take them back to the center of the Divartoy, where they would put off mourning their fallen friend by taking care of any who might still stand against them, Shimi reached out and plucked the sleeve of Roland's shirt.
"Beam says thank you, Will Dearborn that was."
He had blown out his voice with shouting and spoken a hoarse croak.
"Beam says all may yet be well. Good as new. Better."
"That's fine," Roland said.
And Jake supposed it was.